The human toll and suffering is sickening and obscene in this senseless fight where there is nothing much left to gain.
The UN Emergency Relief Coordinator began his briefing on Syria to the Security Council via video link from Vienna on Thursday with these strong words. Stephen O'Brien condemned the latest attacks on two hospitals in Syria's northern city of Aleppo following an increase in fighting in the area.
Yesterday, airstrikes in eastern Aleppo city struck Al-Quds Hospital, killing at least 20 people, including two doctors. Another hospital in western Aleppo has also reportedly been hit. It is horrific that the presence of a hospital or health facility is now perceived by neighbors to be a threat to their safety.
Media reports say one of the doctors killed was the last pediatrician in Aleppo. The UN humanitarian chief also described the inhumane practice of removing medicines and medical supplies on aid convoys and urged the council to press the Syrian government to allow the delivery of medical supplies. O'Brien deplored the blocking of safe and unimpeded access to people in dire humanitarian need by parties to the conflict, citing towns like Douma and Deria, where populations were starving and enduring entire days without food, eating grass and wild vegetation.
If the international community fails to maintain political momentum with a sustained cessation of hostilities and with full humanitarian access, the situation can and will only spiral further out of control. The international community simply must not let the chance we have today slip away.
Earlier in a briefing to the press in Geneva, the special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, warned that the peace talks had been overshadowed by the deterioration of the cessation of hostilities. He called for a new round of talks in May.
We have at least one or two more rounds before July, which is our timetable which we have been setting in order to be able to take stock of where we are and to announce a new target date during the course of May.
The intra-Syrian peace talks started in January and a cessation of hostilities was agreed to on 27th of February. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.